So the first story is this is from Oregon. And sheriff's deputies there were investigating the report of a cheetah on the loose.
Oh, no.
Which sounded kind of odd to me. But the sheriff's office in Multnomah said that it's not uncommon. Big cats in the area are not uncommon. In fact, cougars have been spotted in the hills periodically over the years. But the sheriffs did say that a cheetah, this was new to us.
Yeah, it's a bit unusual. I can see the mountain lions, but cheetah, they're not native.
No, but it's tough to see. But you see in the back, see that picture there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So apparently a sheriff's deputy was dispatched, arrived on the scene, said he used his ninja-like skills to sneak up on the animal. It turns out it's a stuffed animal.
Oh.
It's a full-size stuffed cheetah placed out there in the woods.
Well, it got attention,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, you can see that. So it's a fake cheetah. It's a cheater cheetah.
Why? Yeah. Why would someone do that?
Well,
stunt.
Maybe they were hoping to get attention
this,
like this.
This reaction,
yeah,
exactly
right.
Right.
This
is why they did it, just for this reaction. So, but yeah. But you can. We'll put a link up on the story so you can see for yourself whether or not you think it's something that would fake you out too. If you were to see this cheetah.
When did he figure it out?
It doesn't say. Because
probably when it didn't move too much over a long period of time.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's not like you can sneak up on a cheetah.
Well, that's I think, as he says here, I was able to get so close. I was dumbfounded that I was able to get so close until I realized it was a stuffed animal. That's probably, it's like, yeah. How am I getting this close? Because, you got to figure that these animals usually have pretty good hearing.
Right.
And stealth or ninja like as the deputy was, probably going to make some noise.
His scent, they can pick you up. Yeah.
So finally, at some point, what if he had gun drawn just in case,
Well, you'd have to.
It's a cheetah.
So the stuffed animal, though, it's okay. It's fine.
It's okay. Yep.
Oh, good.
Stuffed animal survived. Yeah.
All right.
Didn't say what they did with it, but it's okay.
Okay.
This is a story which comes from Nevada. And. Just south of Las Vegas. See, a story like this that to me seems like it would be perfect for Las Vegas. But a bizarre scene in Henderson, Nevada, just south of Las Vegas. Apparently, at a Bath and Body Works store, a strange sight was captured by numerous passersby. Here's the video. I don't know if you can see this. Make sure the video goes real quick. Here's what people saw. Again, this is in Henderson, Nevada, going into a Bath and Body Works store.
An elephant.
No.
A camel?
It's a camel, yes.
It's a camel. I'll be there.
A shopper is leading a camel into a Bath and Body Works store in Henderson. And it says here that, because I'm thinking, well, how is that happening? It says here the owner is actually leading the animal in. It's brought to the store, and the owner is leading the animal in on a leash into the store. The camel casually strolls in as staff and fellow shoppers appear to clear a path.
A service pet.
Well, a seeing-eye camel, is that what you're saying? A camel. Now, first of all, the camel wasn't masked, may I say.
I noticed that.
But is that sanitary?
probably not.
Yeah.
A camel just wandering into the store. And I do love the line where it says here, the staff and fellow shoppers appeared to clear a path. Well, what else would you do if you're standing there and a camel's coming your way? I'd be getting out of the way, too. Again, out in the street, the passersby are seen pulling out their phones and capturing the unusual spectacle.
I bet they did.
Yeah. I was going to investigate more in the store, trying to think why, but I realized, I really don't care. It's in Nevada and close enough to Las Vegas, so whatever's happening near Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. All right, our third animal story here. I'll make sure I can get this up. Now, this is one that's truly... bizarre here. I bet you this is, let me see here. We're going to close out of that and see if we can get this up here. Okay. All right. You mentioned a moment ago, Dave, elephant. And I'll tell you exactly what this involves here. So you see what's going on here in this video here? Let me see. What's that look like is going on?
Oh, it looks like they're doing CPR on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. A man is doing CPR on a baby elephant. This is from Thailand. And this man, it says here he's performed dozens of resuscitation attempts in his 26 years as a rescue worker, but never before on an elephant. He was called into action while off duty on a road trip late Sunday. Apparently, the elephant was struck by a motorcycle while crossing a road with a group of wild pachyderms. The video has gone viral, where he's seen giving two-handed compressions to the baby elephant lying on its side as colleagues a few meters away treat a dazed and injured motorcycle rider. Yeah, the elephant is getting the video. The motorcycle again, this guy's a rescue worker. He says, my instinct is to save lives, but I was worried the whole time because I can hear the mother and the other elephants calling for the baby.
Yeah.
Mm. Imagine that, a little protective mother elephant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, I assumed where an elephant heart would be located based on human theory in a video clip that I had seen online. Isn't everyone watching where the heart of an elephant is online videos? He says, when the baby elephant started to move, I almost cried. And the elephant stood up after about 10 minutes, was taken to another location for treatment after being returned to the scene of the accident in the hope of being reunited with his mother. And the elephants eventually were returned, and they lived happily ever after.
Well, how about that?
He walked away.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
CPR and elephant. Now, I must tell you that if you should ever encounter this rescue worker, again, 26 years in Thailand, who says he's performed dozens of resuscitation attempts and this elephant survived. It says here at the end of the story, despite having dealt with many road traffic accidents involving humans, the man said that the elephant was the only victim that he ever managed to actually resuscitate. Congratulations, but if you're ever in an accident in Thailand and you see this guy coming your way, request somebody else.
Yeah, right. He's not a real good track record.
Not again, unless you're an elephant. If you got an elephant, you're okay. But if you're a human being, apparently, thanks for trying. But, maybe find somebody else to make the attempt. Anyway, just some weird animal stories. And aren't animal stories always fun to have for you? The cheetah, the camel, and the elephant.